This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The chief financial officer of Huawei, the controversial Chinese tech giant, is fighting her extradition from Canada to the U.S. Meng Wanzhou is being held on charges related to the company's business dealings in Iran. Since Canadian authorities detained Meng last December, China has slowed or stopped imports of some Canadian crops, causing economic hardship for farmers there. Emma Jacobs reports.
Marcus Hurl looks over rows and rows of soybean plants on his farm in a French-speaking region of eastern Ontario.
Yeah, that's all soybeans all the way up.
As the days have gotten shorter, the leaves on his plants have turned yellow and started to fall. That means they're nearly ready for harvest, but he doesn't sound happy about it.
The marketplace will not give us what we need to cover our cost of production.
Production costs are up, but the price for soybeans is down because of the loss of an important market, according to Ron Davidson of the trade association Soy Canada.
We have not sent a bulk shipment to China since the end of 2018.
Shipments of other Canadian crops to China have also slowed or stopped, including canola, beef, and pork. With canola, China blamed pest contamination. But for soy, there's been no explanation. Sarah Pittman, policy analyst at the Canada West Foundation, says it all looks very much like retaliation for Meng Wanzhou's continued house arrest.
We don't have a smoking gun, but we have a lot of circumstantial evidence.
The canola industry is taking a major financial hit, says Brian Innes, vice president of the Canola Council of Canada.
Over the course of a year, we estimate that's about $1 billion.
China's trade war with the United States means Canada faces competition from American crops in other markets like Europe. For Canadian farmers, all this adds up to a lot of uncertainty. They don't know what supplies to order for next year, Innes says.
It makes people really uneasy.
Farmers like Marcus Hurl do have one option. Try and wait out the political impasse. He'll be packing a lot of the beans from this harvest into his metal silos.
And another one there, and then there's a few off-site also.
Hoping he can get a better offer for his soybeans once prices rise again. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.